Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Generally, deen comes into the lives gradually. It doesn't come in just one instance, in one stroke. It comes in and comes in gradually. And the commands of Allah Ta'ala also came slowly, gradually. So two things have to be kept in mind. One is, at whichever level one is, he is not complacent. I still need to correct myself. And the second is, that some drivers are fast, they will catch on straight away, and some are slow, they will struggle. So on a journey, you will see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam keeping at the back, keeping at the rear. In an army, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be right in front, and in his journey, he would be at the back. So the army is situated in such a way that there are 5 points in those days now. One is the qalb, the head, or call it the center forward. The right wing, the left wing. Then the rear, and then the head. So all in all 5 positions. So in the safar you will keep the rear. لِيُرْدِعَ الدَّعِيفِ لِيُرْدِفَ الدَّعِيفِ. The person that is a bit weak, will carry him. Right. And the one that is slow, then you encourage him, move on, don't move. You would have just gone in front and be inconsiderate to the rest. So, in deen also, we need to understand that we need to keep moving and need to understand people as well. So, deen has been made very comprehensive and complete. Sometimes we are doing a certain act, we have a certain approach, and then we feel that's the best or the right approach. Right? So we feel. But obviously, the better approach, the best approach is for Allah Ta'ala, then is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then of the Sahaba Kiram, and then of the pious that came thereafter. So, we have to constantly look at them. What was their style? What was their way? And failing to look at their style, we try to ape the West. And the West, they get this stuff from Satanism, atheism, or democracy. That's where they get it from. So, we have to make up our minds that we are a slave of Satanism, democracy, and atheism, or we slaves of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where we are getting our stuff from. So democracy is what they say, what the people want. Except this is a definition that everybody accepts. See what everybody wants. Then do it accordingly. Totally against the Quran Sharif. إِن تُطِئْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ. If you follow the common run, then they'll all mislead you. Following democracy, then they'll mislead you. So democracy will say, you know, be positive. Don't criticize. You must look at yourself first. That's what democracy will say. But have we checked this in the light of the Quran Sharif, in the light of the Hadith, in the light of the Sahaba Kiram? Have we seen, or are we seeing it in the light of the West? Have we become the slaves of Shaitan and the West, or the slaves of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So you have to think carefully before we make a step, before we go on the line, to think about it carefully. In some places, it's only negatives. Look at the verse, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتُ يُبَايِعْنَكَ عَلَىٰ أَن لَّا يُشْرِكْنَ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَسْرِقْنَ وَلَا يَزْنِينَ وَلَا يَقْتُلْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ وَلَا يَأْتِينَ بِبُهْتَانٍ يَفْتَرِينَهُ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِنَّ وَأَرْجُلِهِنَّ وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ. Any positive. All five commands and all are negative. So now, if a person is going on this side, on a positive side, then you have a lot of Christians here. Why? Because they're all negatives here. You see that? Allah yushrikna, doesn't make shirk, doesn't steal, no fornication, right? Don't kill your children, right? And this is a blessing. To the negatives is a blessing. So I've been saying quite some time. People want to abort, right? Whatever the reason is. And I say it's good as murder, right? Give it straight. Now, patients will come here, that this was our doctor, I'm not mentioning the name, is a gynae, she or he, and so he was going to refer it to Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi, is it right for us to abort or not? Because it's intriguing their mind that this is a type of a murder, right? And we don't want to spoil, mess our hands with someone else's blood. We don't want to do it. Right? And then, when we say it as it's supposed to be said, then it will affect people. Maybe not immediately, maybe with time, but it affects people. So now, South Africa has got a record, according to medical records, that they are the worst. Their gynaecs are the worst. Because now, if the child is supposed to come on a weekend, so they'll ask for a C-section. They don't upset the weekend. See? And number two is, the small slit they'll make, and they'll knock the person, the patient, for 20,000. And the card that they will use, if you see the cord is around the neck, it's your child, it's your risk now. Now that person is, he's in Sakrat now, he's a child, and moreover when he's the first or the second child, he's in Sakrat now, what's going to happen? Say, no, doctor, just do whatever we want. But now nobody addresses this thing here, and then this woman goes to a C-section, and says, is it fair? I say, only talk only positive, only positive, only negative. Doctor, you are right, Shaitan, you are right, Rahman, you are right, everybody's right. Just madness there. Everybody likes that. Don't tell them anything now. Don't criticize. Don't condemn. Don't say anything. Who doesn't like that? All like that story. But our whole deen is starting off with negative. La ilaha illallah. That does not say akal ke dushman aisi baatein karte hai. Let's just do what people want. What people will be happy with. But you're not understanding that your whole deen is supported, is starting off with the negative, take all the negative out. When I perform namaz, take all the negatives out first. All the mess, take it out. Isn't it? Take the negative out, then come into namaz. All the mess, the dirt, the hadas, asghar, akbar, take all that out. Then you come into namaz. So no, only positive. So someone must send out some gas and number two, Only positive, to see namaz and soul. Like a kalke dushman. What are you doing? As though we are criticizing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as though the person is speaking like this, that Rasulullah Sallam, your style was not right. Why do you speak about the negative? Person's wuzu is not right, said, وَيْرُ لِلْعَقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ destruction. The wuzu is not right, you didn't wet your heels. So what approach you use, positive or a negative? Okay. In the day of the Riddat, when Abu Bakr radiallahu had to stand like a mountain, right? Now look at the positive side, right? As I'm saying, there's no training, there's no asking. Anybody just sitting on any clip, here, whatever, he comes to his mind, and then he becomes more excited and thrilled. It's so people coming to my sight. So now that's a positive. See, many people came. If it was wrong, so many people wouldn't have come. So I ask you, you're getting more followers of Shaitan or more followers of Rahman today? Most Shaitan, Shaitan is doing the positive. Just come in. How he uses the positive? Ya'iduhum wa yumannihim. He's promising them and he's creating hopes in them. What hopes? Don't worry. Right. Nasiha is in poetry, it says. Itni kya jaldi hai? What's the need to rush about? Ye bhi kar lenge. We'll do the right thing also now. Let us carry on now. Let us carry on. So tomorrow, that person must snap with your wife. Say, no, positive. They're positive, right? Your wife, your daughter, say, no, positive. So when your wife comes, they say, no, this positive. That you're negative. And someone asks his wife, is that reasoning right? It's corrupt reasoning, it's satanic reasoning. It's absolute pure satanic reasoning. Because I was talking about the Riddat, right? On that day, approximately all the Sahaba-i-Kiram are against Abu Bakr for this stance. Look at the tarikh, look at the seerah you'll find. Everybody is against Abu Bakr for the stance that he has taken. The stance is taken. Just send that Jaysh Usama, just send it out. Now people like Umar Adiyan is opposing it. That you've got an internal strife and you're sending a Jamaat in the outside. What's going to happen here? And the statement that he made, that makes you shake. He says, even if the dogs were to pull out the bodies of the Azwaja Mutahara from the graves, I will send this out. See that statement that he made. They'll unearth, you know, you get this hyenas and all that. They'll unearth and they'll pull out these bodies. I will send this Jamaat out. But Umar radiallahu anhu at that time, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is known for his softness. Arhamu ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr. But he struck Umar radiallahu anhu on the chest. Jabbarun fil jahiliya, khawarun fil Islam. In the days of ignorance, he was such a brave person. Now he became a coward person. Right? Yankusuddin. Was deen ever, deen will be compromised. You will relax the standards whilst I'm alive. Can't happen. Now see the stance that he's taken. And then he says after that, bring me my sword and bring me my mount. I will fight this all alone. And he says, I'm certain of what I'm doing. I've got no doubts. Because in the cave, I was the only person in the beast of Nabi Sallam. And Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah ma'ana. When Allah Ta'ala is with us, I'm going. You come or you don't come. You join up or don't join up, but I'm going. Thereupon, Sahabi Kiram cried and said, Shim Sayfak wa la tufji'na bi firaqik. Just sheath your sword. And don't bring about tears in our eyes with your separation. Then they said, oh, you know, now you see this stuff. Now you won't say that Umar, you know, just accepted because of coercion. No, no. The riwayat comes, Hatta sharah Allah sadrahu. He followed when Allah opened his heart. That innahu alimtu annahu huwa al-haq. I understood that this is the right. So it's not a coercion. No. It wasn't a drama. It was that Allah opened his heart. That what Abu Bakr is saying is the right thing. And thereafter, when he saw the results coming in, Abu Huraira radiallahu says, Qama yawma riddati maqam al-anbiya. He stood like a Nabi. was saying Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is saying that at the beginning, a little bit unclear. But when we saw the results coming in, pouring in, we understood that that was the accurate thing. Umar radiallahu anhu is saying that had I had just one day of Abu Bakr against my entire life, what didn't Umar do for Islam, right? But had I had just one day, that Yawm al-Ridda, he stood the way he stood, firm as a rock. Otherwise, the whole Islam would have been in a disarray. Right? One side you got this Ridda carrying on, apostasy carrying on. Then you got the story of the mani in a zakat. They don't want to give zakat. And Abu Bakr's stance was absolutely clear. لو منعوني إقالا كانوا يؤدونها إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقاتلتم علي. Umar is saying that كيف تقاتل الناس. And then he quoted the hadith. How can you fight? When they said La ilaha illallah, how can you fight them? And Abu Bakr is saying, لو منعوني إقالا كانوا يؤدونها إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقاتلتم علي. Even just one rope, you know, it's one rope that they used to give out. If they're going to stop that, I'll fight them. So you see the stance that is taken. You call them, generally there's other translations, but this is the most popular translation. If just one rope, and they stop to give this. And what they were doing, they had a ta'wil for them. You get these modern scholars, everything they got a ta'wil. Stand with girls, they got some ta'wil. That being one hadith. Out of context, within context, they are concerned. And the sympathizers, the positive talkers, they are also saying the same thing. They're getting a lead from these people here, these modern scholars. Right? And the modern scholars, they are trained where? They're trained by America. And America is trained and guided by Shaitan. So this whole trade, where is going? Where is going? Send. So he says, even one rope, to mean, to another, he's trying to show that even if it was something very insignificant, then too I will fight. And they had a ta'wil, they had a story for it, cover-up story. But the cover-up story they had is, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُمْ بِهَا وَتُزَكِّهِمْ. So the command is directed at Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, you take the zakat. You receive the zakat. So this, that command was directed at Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It wasn't a general command. It was to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when it was directed to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr can't receive. Because the command was directed who? At Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr said, no. If today they will stop out zakat, tomorrow they will stop out namaz as well. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَىٰ أَقِيمِ الصَّلَىٰ. Command is directed who? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now, to understand the deen, you have to have that association of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Bakr was a man who was like the perfect replica or the perfect representative. He was absolute perfect. Because at the day of the demise, right, Sahaba Kiram, many of them were in a disarray. It's Abu Bakr that showed them how to do this. That the Nabi is buried at the spot that he passed away. Who showed that? The Janaza Namaz, who showed how it should be done? Now that is a reflection of him understanding the Mansha in Ubud. He understood Rasulullah like nobody understood. Hudaybiyah, Umar radiallahu anhu is really, really worked up, emotional. Right? He goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, did I tell you that you're going to make Umrah this year? He said, no. Then you'll make Umrah. You'll make Umrah. I didn't promise you that you'll go for Umrah this year. But you will go for Umrah. And he still can't hold his emotions. But we are right at the gate of Makkah Mukarramah, at the gate. He moves on towards Abu Bakr. Word to word, verbatim, the answer is getting from Rasulullah Pakistan, is getting from Abu Bakr. So he understood the best. So this Iman has got a balance, the positive and the negative. Right? Otherwise, now, you know, don't criticize, look at your house first. Very good to say that. So then, tomorrow, the whole masjid will be like a machete. You know, you see, in a lot of masjid you find, there's no control. A small child is running around, somebody's playing on this phone that side, somebody's looking at the TV, mashallah, positive. See, so many people coming, positives. So the whole masjid, house of Allah Ta'ala, will become like a fish market. So who's going to look after the ambience? And who's going to look after the sanctity of the masjid? Who's going to look after? مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَنْ يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ Who's going to look after that? If nobody shouts, who's going to look after that? Well, Jeeva Shaimi, well, somebody's complaining, you know, you mustn't shout and all that, because you're disturbing all the books. He's complaining to me. Hey, you just carry on shouting, I'll be behind you. If anybody says anything, just refer them to me. No, but you don't catch it, I'll catch it, it's alright. But for the sanctity of the house of Allah, you can't stand up. You know, your izzat, your reputation, people talk great about you. And here the sanctity of the house of Allah goes, it's alright. But your sanctity and your reputation mustn't go. Because you only talk about the positives. I ask you, is it misunderstanding, misconstruing, and distorting deen or not? Ask yourself. In the house of Allah, ask yourself, is it distortion? Bani Israel is the same thing, you have rifuna kalim. Changing it this side, that side, fixing it up, adjusting it, just to see that we are on the payroll. We remain on the payroll. People must recognize us, they must talk good about us. So deen is a secondary thing, and we are the primary thing, people must talk about us. So what happens to deen then? So they distorted. When that case of fornication came up to Rasulullah Pak's person, so Rasulullah asked for this, their best scholar. They're getting this daughter scholars, right? I'm very, very disappointed of using the words. But these are facts, what's going on. Right? And they do it in ajib ways. Ajib ways they do it. You know, in a way that it will appear to everybody. So, in Arafat ka meydan mein, right? Allah Pak bless Mufti Sahab, Abdul Hamid Sahab, or Shabir Saludi Sahab. But you know the tawfiq, that they appreciate us also. That means that don't tell them anything, because we make a dua for you at Arafat. So the first time was what? Bribery, corruption. Absolute corruption. And pure religion. Mashallah, see, what a positive dua he made. What a positive dua he made. But now see how they play the thing. But is it deen or is it a game? But deen is something else. In the week, I mentioned to the Dora boys, you know, in the week, course of the week, someone asked about online, teaching online. So I explained to the person, see, that deen is a personal thing. And when it's a personal thing, it has to be learned person to person. Why? It's a personal thing. Because it's not just the structure, it is the sentiments, the emotions, the feelings that go with it. Otherwise, to have a marriage, you be here and let your wife be in Cape Town, online, once a week, once a day. Bara acha shaadi hoga. Tomorrow I have one wali online. Chalega bhai. It's nonsense, what is doing, all nonsense. It's a personal thing, and the personal thing has to be learned person to person. You have to go. That is why, you see Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi, right, in all his hadithin, one of the sharait that they are putting, you know, conditions for acceptance is mumarasat. You must have a association with the person that you are learning from. And Imam Bukhari says a long association, not just a superficial association, no. A long association. And the reason is obvious. The reason is that when it's a long association, you've seen the person in all conditions. Saw him whilst he was at home, you saw him whilst he was abroad. You saw him in his private life, you saw him in his public life. And just for the preservation of deen, they have to criticize and condemn very badly. You go look at the statements they make, right? Dajjalum minad dajajina. He's the biggest dajjal. So now they didn't know what they're doing. Today became the 21st century or 15th century. Today we learnt it. What did he didn't understand? Abu Bakr didn't understand. Nabi Sam didn't understand. Allah Pak also didn't understand. Today we came out some new brand. Allah Pak would have just saw us, he would have just copied us. That's what we're saying. Because in that verse he's saying all negative sin. Nabi Sam is talking negatives. We will akabi minan nar. Quran says strong negative. La tulhikum amwalukum wa la awlatukum. La ta'akulu riba. La ta'kunu kalladhina azam Musa. So all negatives. So today now we came, brains. But where did we get this cue from Shaitan? We don't realize. We're seeing these modern scholars and they're taking a certain style. Right? And now they're getting a lot of support. So many million supporters they got. So now we also want their support. By are you going to promote deen, the brand of deen of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or the brand of deen of modern scholars? Whose? The Abdullah bin Salam is a Jannati, that he's already got the Bashar. When he moves slightly, just giving a consideration to this modernism, like so-called modernism, right? He gave a small consideration, and Allah revealed the verse, لا تتبع أطولو في سنن كافة لا تتبعوا خطواتش. This is Satanism. Slight deviation. So we are speaking about the right and the wrong. Now there's a balance. That's an alim's work. Otherwise, if an alim is not going to rule the door, who's going to rule the door? On the day of Qiyamah, Allah summons us, and a person says that he saw the wrong, but he didn't stop us. Do you have any excuse on the day of Qiyamah? Do you have any excuse? No, the biggest failure today is we don't think of Qiyamah, Jannat and Jahannam. Yesterday that Muhammad Ahmad was reading the Kitab, Stop Masjid. He says, glory be to the Zat, to the being, right? So he starts, quotes Imam Ghazali, Rahmatali. Glory be to the being, right? Can't remember the exact words, but who smashed down the rulers of the time. At one point they were arrogant, moving, with entourage. And now today where are they? They are heaped with the sand. Before they were being attended by the attendants and their slaves and whatever else. Now they are being attended by ants and worms. See that? Before they were boastful of the wealth and the treasure and the gold. Today that gold and the silver is like a python coiled around the necks and biting them. Ana kanzuku, ana malu. But you see what's the end of this? This publicity, wealth, fame, woman. What's the end of it? This was the end. So, in deen you get it two styles. One style you get, you're moving according to the sunnah, and there's a small response, right? And then it just swells and just goes on. Now that's the normal pattern of these. That's a very small. Qazar in akhraja. At the beginning, you can't even notice qazar, just a seed. Akhraja shat'ahu. Small. Some small stem came out, you can't even notice it. First taghla, the first tawa. Then it becomes thick, strong, right? So at the beginning, it comes like that. I remember in the 60s when you're doing Qashia, nobody comes. Nobody's joining, right? That time it was like, you know, that flat that are there. So that was like a garage, four-car garage, right? They call it a double garage. So that's where the namaz was being performed. And before that, the namaz was performed at the first flat. You know, as you go to Maharun Sahib's flat. So that first flat, I think it was the dining room, the sitting room, lounge. That's where the namaz. I remember reading namaz there. Abu Rahman Padia, his father used to read the khutbah. Right. And we small children now, we enjoy the ride. So for the ride, after the namaz, they take us to the Crescent Bakery, he was on donut. So, Hamari Batav ki baat. So you still join the right. But I remember going there and nobody joined you. Before Isha, the same as wear your pajamas. Now, you know this one, Jama going to Chashwood now for Gush. We're going for Gush that side. Nobody coming. This one Maki is there and starting it off. And now see in time what happened. That sunnat, and for years, when you plant it in the sunnat way, then it may seem to be very insignificant and small. But after that, the growth, you can't contain the growth so much. One masjid, the second masjid, third masjid, and the fourth masjid, and just grows and grows and grows. Can you see that? So I saw this thing, how it grows very slowly, very subtle growth, discreet, you can't even see it. And slowly, slowly comes up. So don't wait about, don't want, expect to see the results straight away. People will view this and they'll support it. When this modulism came out, when it is at its height, in India at its height, right? And fabulous support. Some senior ulama, etc., everybody. Youngsters, you know, university students, they were going one way for modulism. And then amongst the first person that started of criticizing and condemning it was the Sheikh Al-Mutlali. The Shaykhul Islam Rahmatullahi came especially from Dioban to know what this is. And the Shaykh tells him in a joking way, you know, like that, and prepared to rub my head against the sand of your feet, right? But this thing, I'm not going to agree with you. This modulism, I'm not going to agree with you. So Shaykhul Islam Rahmatullahi is joking him. So yeah, see, ye uska aitiqad hai mara saath. He says, you've got this type of, this is the respect that he's got. Not prepared to listen to us. Then another sheikh showed him the points, about 500 spots he showed him. So now then, in that same week or something, he got 2-3 ulama, right, big notes, and then he blasted it. But now, there weren't any people as great as these people. I can say with conviction that you can't find a person in this day like that. Like, with conviction you'll say, you can't find a person like Imam Bukhari today. You can't find a person like Imam Muslim Rahmatullah. Can you find? Aqlan can you find? Adadan can you find? What Aqlan, Adadan can you find? You can't find. Like, this Pusul that we saw, Adadan you can't find them today. So, for what they have done, the contributions, you can't. Can't find it. To go and see, at 12 o'clock at noon, take a toss and go and see. You can't find it. So these people had been blessed with eyes. And we are blind. And I say it repeatedly, our fortune is just to listen to them and carry on. The light that they brought to us, the teaching, just go with it. Don't go on any modernism. Because today you go for a crowd, right? For so much of crowd. Now the crowd wants you, you're getting such a big crowd, 1 million followers, right? They want you to appear on television, you know, you get a better response. So do you have that level of resistance to resist this type of temptation? I ask you. So no, we'll spread Islam even more, from 1 million to 10 million. But I ask you, are you going to be conforming with the verse, Ma umiru illa liya'budullah mukhlisin lahu ad-din hunafa? So Allah Pak wants a pure version of Islam. Undiluted. What? Pure is pure, undiluted version. And what this one, they want a diluted version. They're saying it openly. The Islam that we want is Western Islam, American Islam, and European Islam. So tomorrow, Zulal will say we want Zulal Islam. Tomorrow, Basutulan will say Basutulan Islam. So what's so significant about Western and European and English? Any significance? So why are we overawed? We're so overawed that most of us are not even speaking about vernaculars in the homes. Not even a word of Gujarati or Urdu. Whereas that Urdu was the closest language to deen. Show me one spoken language today that is closest to Arabic than Urdu. Police wale bhi, you know, Haram Sharif, they speak Urdu. Chalo, chalo, chalo. Does it happen or not? They also speak Urdu. So the closest language to Islam. So are we teaching our children to become closer to Islam, or furthering them away by taking on the language of the greatest enemy of Islam? Who was the greatest enemy? Who broke up the Ottoman Empire? Ask yourself. Who jailed our Messiah, put them into prison? This Guantanamo report has come up just now, right? Everybody knows about it. Who tortured all these people there? Letting them hang, putting them in a coffin? Who did all this thing here? Tortured them, or them in Colombia, what's the place? Cuba, yeah. In that ice cold, no clothing, just stand outside. 5 months, 6 months. Who put them onto all this torture? Same nation, and then we are sucking their backsides. Sorry for using the word, but this is what we're doing. Speaking the language, aping them, getting impressed with their language. But what about your Arabic? And the language that is closest to the Quran. Totally dumb. See that positive you're going. So positive. Very, very positive. From today this morning, I just went to sleep and this thought just ran to my mind, you know. It just woke me up. I couldn't sleep. But this thought now, you know, where this nation is going, is positive, positive, positive. But then who's going to speak about this? Then why did you learn ilm? Why? Just to teach people to read namaz and give your zakat, only for that. You didn't learn to tell them not to teach, not to be dishonest, not to steal, not to rob, not to look at haram. You didn't learn all that. Only to teach them these things. Why did you learn? You should have just stayed, become a baba. If that was the case, become a baba. Just talk, give positive stories and you'll fill your baba shop. See this positive attitude. In Abu Dawud, tomorrow's sabak is, you know, Al-Amr wa Nahi, where they're talking about all the alamat of Qiyamah, right? And then they talk about the Bani Israel. Laqiya sahibahu fanahahu fayqul ay fulan da' hadha fa innahu la yahillu laka. Leave that out because not right for you. فَلَقِيَهُ مِنَ الْغَدْ فَلَا يَمْنَعُهُ ذَلِكَ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَقِيلَهُ وَشَرِيبَهُ وَجَلِيسَهُ. So he met him for the first day, he stopped him. The next day he carried on. It's a nice parting with him. But I ask you, these modern scholars, are they doing the same or not? Are they doing that? Ask yourself, is the house of Allah Ta'ala without prejudice? Ask yourself, are they doing this? Modern. Achieve the unity. So I ask you, tomorrow, today now, the integrating and sitting together, keeping the unity, right? Tomorrow, if their children are sitting with druggies, right, they'll say, no, they have a positive attitude. Will they have that? Ask you, ask yourself. Before Allah Ta'ala, ask yourself, if your children are sitting with druggies, they will have a positive attitude. Right? They're sipping wine or coffee in Ramadan. Ramadan, while they're fasting. It happened. What I'm talking about is all happened. It's happening. Wonder everybody is sipping coffee in Ramadan, having a positive attitude. Will you do that? But don't play with yourself, don't play with deen. Could play with something else, but not with deen. Deen, give it in his. So that's the point where, دَرَبَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَ بَعْدِهِمْ عَلَى بَعْدِ فَلُعِنُوا عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُدَ وَعِيسَمْ. That's the way, that's the time they came under divine curse. When they stopped this thing here. كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَمْ مُنْكَرِينَ. Allah was showing why, what was the reason for them being cursed. One was they left out the Nahi Munkar. لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ. Straight Allah is saying. لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَمْ مُنْكَرِينَ. They stopped that and they came under divine curse. تَرَى كَثِيرًا مِنْهُمْ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. You saw them, many of them, right? Many of them befriending all the wrong people, corrupt people. People of corruption, they went and followed them. Now look at all these scholars, who they learnt under. I saw all these things. The 60s, you know all these what modern scholars you hear of now, right? We saw that in the 60s. The name was Abdul Rahman Ansari, if I remember. But Mawlana Yusuf bin Orisab was so negative, you know. He condemned them and he criticized them so badly. Took out his stick and threw him away. Whereas he was the head of that university. That Imran Hussein, all were his students. Mawlana bin Orisab, such a negative approach he used, he threw him out. We became better than Mawlana bin Orisab. We know what he didn't know. We understood what he didn't understand. Mahatma took out the stick to throw him out. When he came to the madrasa, threw him out. So he used a negative approach. So he didn't learn. He didn't know it right. Today we got it right. Take out the clips. We got it right. We got it right. So somebody got it. Mahatma didn't know anything. But in logo ki barkat ki wajah se hum jeer hai, right? It's their barkat that we live in today. And today we have to forsake them. Is that right? Is our understanding right? In the Bani Israel, when they were changed, when they were disfigured into monkeys and pigs, right? Then, Anjainal Ladin and Hon, those that had that negative attitude, they were saved. What? Anjainal Ladin and Hon. Look at the verse, clear verse. But we just discarded it. Have a positive attitude. And give phrases that will catch people, what? There's a new style, what? Give phrases that will catch people. But it's all stupid things, nonsense. Just throw it out. See, there's so many hadiths to explain these things here. The negative, positive. And if we didn't understand this thing here, then don't have that type of attitude that these people are doing it wrong. Don't criticize, don't stop, don't be judgmental. Don't have that. Now look at these two hadiths, right? Abu Dawud Sharif strangely brought these two hadiths together, one line. You know, when I look at the books of the elders, our elders, then their elders, then you can't overcome the beauty. The beauty is too much. So you got a hadith now of Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. He's on his deathbed. Right? On his deathbed, his son Abdullah also, he requests that come, my father is on the last. So when Nabi Sun comes to visit him, so Nabi Sun's first sentence is, Kuntu Naritu Ana'a. I stopped you. See again, Nabi Sun is negative. Today you got it right. You got it right by your clips and all that, you got it right. Nabi Sun didn't know. Kuntu Naritu Anhala. I stopped you from this. So his response was, Kuntu Naritu Anhubbil Yahud. I stopped you from this type of relationship. So this munafiq now, what he says, abghadahum Asad ibn Zurara. Fama. Asad ibn Zurara was like the head of the Ansar, right? One of the first persons to accept Islam. Asad hated them, hated the Jews. So referring to that, if you say that this hatred, right, this hatred must be there, right? Then As'ad ibn Zurara, he was the head, and he hated them, so nothing happened. That means, what he's saying, what he's implying, that hatred couldn't save him from death. See? Now, when I look at this, I got a shock. I see what actually. Okay, when you go on this opposite line, so he showed the front of Islam, put a turban, everything, look like him. Right? So he did all that, right? But within was filth. So when this filth within, then at that most crucial time when you need Allah most, that time your intelligence gets jammed up. See that? So he is now, when Rasulullah is saying something, he is back chatting. See, you are asking me to dislike and to move away from these Jews, and Asad disliked them, so this is helping me anyway. Did help him anyway. But you see that intelligence and understanding of Jamal. He can't reason. And then he died as a kafir. He died as a munafiq. And the whole verses were revealed. La taqum ala wa la tusalli ala ahadim minhum ma ta'abadam wa la taqum ala qabir. Don't ever read the namaz again. Whatever happened now. But in future don't. Right? And inna munafiqina fi dharki al-aswad, the lowest. Worse than the kafir is a munafiq. That person is just showing a front. Inside is filth, he's showing a front. Right. Now look at all these modern scholars. Who are the teachers? Someone teaches a rabbi, someone is a priest, they are the teachers. Go look for yourself, see the teachers. You know, in the hadith, right? The science of hadith and fiqh. You will go and scrutinize everybody, especially who are his teachers and who are his students. Does it happen or doesn't happen? Say, Imam Bukhari Sahib Rahmatullahi, his teacher was Ahmad ibn Hanbal Rahmatullahi. Don't you see that? Right? Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi, his teacher was Hammad, right? So you're looking at the whole line. Now, who's the teacher of these people? Do you ever see that? And they're getting the cue from these people here. And then that's the Islam, that's the brand of Islam they're passing on to us. So, Shaitan is teaching them Islam, Fir'aun is teaching them Islam, and that's the Islam that they bring us. And they try to negotiate this type of Islam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Didn't they do it? And Rasulullah rejected it, and the verses, Ya ayyuhal kafirun, was revealed. Didn't happen. Now look at this, this hadith came, right? And then the hadith that comes after it, right? Look at it now. How strangely, how beautifully Imam Abu Dawud approached it. He said, Yahudi youngster, and Nabi Sallam went to pay him a visit. And at that stage, at that time, Nabi Sallam invites him. And his father also supports Ati Abul Qasim, listen to Nabi Sallam. And he accepted Islam. And Nabi Sallam went to say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi anqadhahu minan nari bi. Allah saved him from Jahannam because of me, right? But now, what's the relationship? This hadith here and this relation. What's the relationship? Can you see that? So there must be a sequence, there must be a reason. So this youngster showed love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Right? He showed love. But he's young perhaps, 15, 16, and he couldn't express it. But at that moment he did express it. See that? So that love that he had showed its value at the time that he needed it most. And the hatred this man had showed its results at the time that he required it most. Hatred for Islam, hatred for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hatred for the Muslim jihad. At the time that he needed it, that's where it got him. See that? Here he had the genuine love. But perhaps he was young, so he couldn't express his gut feeling. But Allah supported him. That mohabbat was right. And here he had that hatred. And when he needed that, at that time his whole intelligence went off. So you see this mohabbat with the wrong people, the wrong crowd. Looking at the wrong crowd, right? What happens? So I say, oh, this meant at breakfast, I can't sleep. See, where are we going? Talking, let's talk positive, don't talk negative, don't criticize, don't condemn. What Nabi Sallallahu was doing there? What the Quran Sharif was doing? What the Sahaba Ikram was doing? So, yeh sab deen ko samajhne wale nahi the. Aaj, yeh 15th sadi mein tune deen ko seekh liya. That was exactly the same line that Maududi used. He changed all the terminologies. All the terminology changed. Said, as though the Sahaba Ikram didn't understand deen, today understand deen. That was the same line that he used. And this people are using the same line as though they didn't understand deen. Today we are understanding deen. Sitting with them, all kufar, mushrikeen, their styles, their ways, whatever is coming from that side. But we don't want the West, we want the Medina Islam. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِسِينَ الْدِينَ Undiluted, pure Islam. That's what Allah wants. He doesn't want this diluted. So this thing is replete, so much of content that we need to guard both. I ask you, right, for whatever it is, go only on the positive, right? Don't talk about the negative. Ask yourself, in the house of Allah Ta'ala, you got a bowl of sweets, 500 sweets, all, you know, whatever, all these expensive brands, right? And someone tells you, there's a possibility of one sweet being poisonous, just one person. Out of 500, there's a possibility of one sweet being poisonous. So you'll go on the positive note. In Allah's house, I'm asking you, and your children and your friends, you tell them, don't worry, man. Have a big heart. Don't be negative. Don't condemn. Don't criticize. Why must you criticize? Out of 500, one sweet, why take that? And it's just a possibility. It's not also confirmed that one is poison. And you're going to go on that path. So now look at what you're doing, right? You got to understand. For your physical well-being, then so much of fikr. And your spiritual imani well-being, have you got the same level of fikr? Physical well-being, so much of fikr, so much of concern, but imani, and spiritual well-being, do you have that level of fikr? No, it's alright, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. See that? I ask you, our reasoning is right? Or our reasoning is gone totally off? Where is it going to? So this, both these things have to work hand in glove. In fact, the rule that we use is Al-Himyatu Afdalu Minat Dawa. What? Abstention is better than cure. To use it. So abstention is abstain from this, abstain from this, abstain from this. Abstain from these things here. Right? Otherwise, use a positive note, use a positive. Right? So the patient was in the hospital, and his sugar is not going down. You know, the doctors are scratching head by. Chini here, diabetes, sab kisam ki dawa istimal kiya. Chini utarti nahi, the sugar is not going down. Somehow, a couple of days, 1-2 weeks later, they had to check up his bed, all that, clean all that. Every day he's having a big slab of Cadbury and 2 kilos of Coke. Somehow someone is sneaking it in. So have a positive approach. Don't be negative, Lord, please. Which man? Don't be negative. Talking of photography, no, don't be negative now. Say no. At least he's coming to mercy, at least. Don't speak about that. But kal kya ho jayega? Talk about what Jawad came with us now. I want to see if he miscontrolled with him. So they in such a predicament, right? In such a predicament that the bylaw is that women must be given equal right in the masjid. So if they don't read the namaz, they must perform it. Positive. They're positive. They're also human being. After all, they're Muslims also. So let them perform the namaz. Let them give the khutbah and the bayan. Positive, right? Let them stand on the road. They'll send police to check up, are you doing it or not? Now they have to play hide and seek and get the thing right. Then in the toilets, you must have a provision for the urinal. It must be positive. So I told him what he must do. You know what he must do? For about half the year or more than half the year, the urinal is under repairs. Have the urinal every under repairs. They come again now. When they come the second time, take that under repairs out. And just let it be there for them. And they go and put it under repairs again. Or kya karenge? I asked you, what else? Ali Adiyalanu, when you're speaking Abu Zarr, didn't he play the same game? You were a duck and dive. He had to play the same game. So, can't you do that? No, sir. Be positive. Be positive. I understand what's happening. Tomorrow, your son or your daughter comes with their boyfriend. Be positive. At least now. Now, it happened in one of the Muslim schools. I won't mention the name, right? It's a married man, married woman, right? Both married. And they're playing around. And the children are reporting it to the head of the school. So they had a big mashwara now. It's a big school, Muslim school. So they agreed, the mashwara, all Muslims agreed, that it's all, so long as it is consensual, it's alright. So long as it's positive again. See that? So long as it is consensual. It's pure distortion of Islam. Then they had a problem now, that the boys are interfering with non-Muslim girls, right? So said, no, let the girls be educated with the boys. Because if they're interfering with Muslim girls. Again, positive. A whole distortion, a whole absolute distortion of Islam. Right? Toba karo, right? Cry to Allah Ta'ala, that are we showing the right, pure quality of Islam, undiluted, or are we distorting? In the Muslim Sharia, that hadith comes, so that person that comes to reform the deen, right? So three things he'll do. One is, he'll sweep out all the extremism. You know, extremism will sweep out. Number two is, ta'wil al-mubtilin. People make their own conclusions, right? Own conclusions, own deductions, their own commentaries. He will wipe it out as well. So when they come here with their own conclusions, then are we wiping it out? Or are we supporting them? What are they doing? Under the pretext, what? No, be positive. Don't be negative. Are we doing the right thing? So that is why hadith is warning us. There's a lot of ulama here. The shirarushar, the worst evil is the sharul ulama. the evil of the ulama. Because the mass, they don't understand Deen. They don't understand Deen, you give them this version, right? So I ask you, you are distorting the true version, or you're giving it like how you're supposed to be giving it. Are you distorting it, or you're giving it like how you're giving it? Because you say, you may think you're doing a very good thing, right? That you're giving a positive. So if some alim is speaking out against the wrong, then this is not, but this mullah said this, speak over the positive, he's doing wrong. But you see now, the problem that you have created, that now he's stopping this, when he's stopping it, he's doing wrong, because this one has said, no, do it like this. Do it, take a positive stance. Don't do it. So he's wrong and he's right. So that whole Nahi and Munkar will be just scrapped out of the Quran Sharif, out of the Hadith, everything will be just scrapped out. Then you don't need to make jihad also. You don't have to make jihad at all. Positive. Now look at these modern scholars and look at the writings again and again. They're writing clearly that they want to get rid of the jihad. The whole concept of jihad now, you know, when I come across the verse of jihad, many times there's a pain in my heart, there's no opportunity for jihad. You can hardly find. Right? But anyway, there's still some opportunity, right? Right. أفضل جهاد كلمة حق أمام سلطان جائر. What? The best jihad, if you are really you into jihad, really you want to do jihad, what is the best jihad? To say the truth before the person that is very influential. The ruler of the time, who's calling the shots, who's influencing people, to say the truth in his presence, that's the best of jihad. So I was wondering now, why is that the best jihad? That is the best jihad because if you're going out in jihad, in the battle plane, right? Then either you're going to gain the spoils, right? Or either you'll be shaheed, one of the two. You still got a chance to come alive, to be alive, and to gain, right? But Amama Sultan in Jail, the king, the ruler of the time, you tell him straight what you're doing is wrong. Like look at this thing of Hajjaj bin Yusuf, corrupt, wrong, whatever. Straight away, the Jallad will come, and now, you know for sure you're going, but still, you're like Sa'id ibn Jubayr, right? How would you like to die? How would you like to die? Please. So, Sa'id ibn Jubayr also didn't know. So, he spoke negative. See that? So, all these people, they stood up for Deen, and all I request, ulama kiram, especially today, to stand up for Deen. كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ. Stand out for justice. Justice is not just speaking out the positive. Otherwise now, someone got a problem, two partners have got a problem, so you must throw the case out. You're always fighting, Time to stop fighting. That's the positive. So you don't have the heart to say, this one is wrong. And this one is right. So you're speaking a positive note, can you now show what is right, what is wrong? Can you show that? You can't show it. Because now, if you're going to show this is wrong, then in his eyes, you'll go down. Right? So to garner the support of this person here, say, hey, you're fighting, go and catch up, man. Be like good Muslims now. Don't fight. So he's, 10 million is going in his inheritance. I don't want to fight. The Mawaz said, don't fight. I say, yeah, dunya chalegi. Dunya can't work. It can't work. This is positive note. We have to have the balance of amar and nahi. Both go hand in glove. Then that deen is correct. Then that deen is complete. Otherwise, it's a corrupt version. And the more corrupting is when we speaking about it, have a positive, don't criticize, don't condemn, look at your own house, what's happening. Then Nuh Islam didn't know what he's doing also. Because he's telling his son, don't be la takum min al kafirin. So he's talking about the negative. And he didn't fix it up his house and he's making tabligh, that's it. So Shachar Nuh Islam, you know what? We'll fix it up, sort your house out first. You're talking to us, but your house is not sorted out. So you don't know what you are doing. That's the message we're giving out. Irkam ma'ana wa la takum ma'al kafirin. But see how nicely. Irkam balance amar and nahi. Now the message is complete. Irkam. وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Now the message is complete. But he already said, إِرْكَبْ مَعَنَا. I say, would the message be complete? Ask yourself, for a moment, leave the prejudice, leave the preconceived notions. Think carefully. Is that the Islam? Someone is flirting with your wife in a shop somewhere? Yeah, be positive. Maybe he's just looking at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So you can make up a story. Can't you see me? He's looking at the glory of Allah Ta'ala, beauty, reflecting on my wife. You know, I must make sugar for that. See that? Whole distorted, absolute corrupt. Well, so if it is wrong, stop it. And stopping the wrong, many cases, more important than just inviting to the good. I ask you, someone is taking poison, right? Or he's not reading his Nafil Namaz. That's wrong. But now he's saying, read Nafil Namaz, wear turban, all that. And they say the poison, and you're not trying anything about it. Is that balance, I said? No balance. You shout that boy, you hit him for taking that poison. Don't you do that? You'll be so firm, because you know it's a physical damage. But the spiritual damage you're not concerned about. That means you're not worried about his iman. This is his physical self. Allah wa ta'ala.